I'd like to invite the kids up for the children's sermon. Come on up. Well, good morning, everybody. What is happening on Wednesday night?
Halloween.
Who's excited? Yeah. Do you guys all go put costumes on?
Yes.
Yeah. And what do? You go around and you trick-or-treat and get candy and stuff. And sometimes, do people try to scare you on Halloween?
Yes.
Like haunted houses, or they jump out at you, right? Well, when you have your costume on, you're pretending you're someone different. And sometimes it's fun to be a little bit scared and have people frighten us. But I wanted to give you guys a little thing to memorize. And it's from one of the Psalms, which is one of the poems in the Old Testament. And it says, "When I am afraid, I put my trust in you." Who do you think the you is?
God.
Right. So when you're afraid, that's right, the finger's pointing up to heaven, to God. "When I am afraid, I put my trust in you." So can you guys repeat that? When I am afraid, trust in you. When I am afraid, I put my trust in you. So if a witch or a ghost or a goblin jumps out at you and you get afraid, you can put your trust in who? God. All right. Well, I hope you guys have fun on Halloween. It also is a religious holiday. Did you guys know that? It's the Holy Eve before All Saints and All Souls Day. So next Sunday, we're going to celebrate that. So even though you guys just think about Halloween as candy, 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 and more candy, right? It's the eve before we remember everyone that's in heaven. Yes, Uza. Yeah, well, and when you do all the research to figure it out, it's All Hallows Eve, All Holy Evening, right? So we forget, we have to go back and do all the look at it, but that's what it is. It's the day, it's the evening before when we remember everyone, all the saints and all the souls who've gone before us. And you know where you guys are going to go right now?
Sandwiches.
You're going to make your food ministry too. So come on together and we'll bless your hands while you go over and make sandwiches for people that are hungry. And I'm going to give you these to hand out. Thank you. We do. We feed the poor. No, we don't. The people that you guys make the sandwiches for, we feed people who are hungry and don't have enough money to buy their own food quite a few times during the month. And this Sunday, you guys are making your sandwiches, and you put them in lunch bags, and you color the bags, and they are the lunches for people tomorrow who don't have enough money for lunch. So yes, we feed the poor.
Are they homeless people?
And some are homeless. Some people don't have enough money to live in their homes or get food. So that's why we do all those food programs.
Wait, but why don't we only feed the people that don't have a home?
We feed anybody who's hungry. Hungry or without a home or without money. We don't care. Huh?
Or without food.
Or without food, right? Because if people are hungry, what does Jesus say you're supposed to do?
Give them food.
Could you say that again?
Give them food.
Give them food. You got it. Well, let's put our hands out, and we're going to pray over our hands. Dear God, thank you for hands that help and that share your love. Please bless all these hands as they make sandwiches this morning for those that will be hungry tomorrow, except for the fact that you guys make them a lunch. We ask this in your holy name.
Amen.
All right, thanks, guys. We'll see you later.